If there were just one question you could ask a pro-abortion politician, what should it be? Find out next on Gospel of Life. Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. And today we're going to describe a new project that we have launched called Is This What You Mean? Janet, this is a powerful question when we ask it of abortion supporters.
That's right. You know, the word abortion basically has lost meaning. They hide behind those nice, warm and fuzzy words like choice. We're for a women's right to choose. And that's all well and good, but what are they really choosing? We know what they're really choosing. It's the death of their baby by abortion. And so what we have to really challenge abortion supporters to say, is this what you mean when you say choice? Is this what you mean when you say you're supporting this? By showing them what an abortion really is.
And we have really the abortionists to thank for doing our work for us with this project. This is a very, very, very simple project that everybody can undertake. Because here it is in a nutshell. We provide the quotes from abortion textbooks, from court testimonies, from court decisions, from the words of abortionists in their interviews, for example. There are thousands of pages of material out there coming from the words coming from the mouths of the abortionists themselves, testifying to legal activity that they do every day. And what we're saying is, if we take their words, then it's undeniable what an abortion is, because we're talking to those who are doing it. We take their own words, and then we put those words in front of the abortion supporters. And we ask them, is this what you mean when you say abortion? Let's look at a couple of examples here. Abortion Practice is the name of the textbook written by Warren Hearn on how to do abortions. Mm-hmm. Let me just read a couple of sentences from it. On page 154, he says, the procedure changes significantly at 21 weeks because the fetal tissues become much more cohesive and difficult to dismember. The fetal pelvis may be as much as 5 centimeters in width. The calvaria, the head, is no longer the principal problem. It can be collapsed. Other structures, such as the pelvis, present more difficulty. A long curved Mayo scissors may be necessary to decapitate and dismember the fetus. So we take a quote like that. Now, nobody can accuse us of making that up.
No, it's right out of the textbook.
Did we write that? Did the church write that?
No.
Is that in the Bible? Warren Hearn wrote that in his medical textbook. Okay, so you take that quote, you put it in front of an abortion supporter. Now, this might be a pro-abortion politician that you're talking to in the midst of a town hall meeting. It might be somebody that you're disputing with on a blog. It may be just a friend or a neighbor. It may be any number of people who support legal abortion. And you read a quote like that, and then you just say, when you say the word abortion, is this what you're talking about?
Right.
Is this what you mean?
Is this what you mean? Right. You know, and you mentioned town hall, Father, and, you know, we are in the political season here. There's a big presidential race coming about here, and they will be candidates all over the country having these town hall meetings, whether it's a candidate for the president or for the U.S. Senate or the House or even your local someone running for mayor. They all have these town hall meetings. This is an ideal opportunity to present yourself at those meetings, have these quotes, which they can get on our website, and even the diagrams of the procedure, because we provide them with the diagram and the quotes on the other side of the diagram, and stand up and ask the question. Say,
it's very simple.
You know, Congressman so-and-so, you have a record that supports abortion rights for women, and I'd just like to know, when you say you support this right, you read the quote, and then you say, is this what you mean? And wait, first of all, who knows what his response is? He's probably going to sidestep and
The beautiful thing about this project is it doesn't matter.
Everyone in that room heard the quote.
It doesn't matter what his response is. And the thing to understand about doing this project is we're not asking anybody to engage these people in a public debate.
No.
We're not saying don't argue with them. It doesn't matter what their response is, because the fact is this. Once you've quoted these abortionists, and we'll share a couple of these other quotes, then you have related to those people sitting there, those voters sitting there, those people who may be supporters of this pro-abortion politician. You have put into their ears and into their mind things they've never heard before from an indisputable source about what abortion is.
That's right.
So no matter what is said after that, that politician is in an impossible situation, because either they have to admit that what they support when they say abortion is an absolutely horrifying, repulsive reality, or they're going to demonstrate by their very evasive responses that they can't even bring themselves to admit what it is that they say they're supporting.
That's right. So we're hoping that, you know, this political season, this is a perfect opportunity for pro-lifers out there to let our voice be heard and go to these meetings, use these quotes and the pictures, too. I mean, we're providing these diagrams that are not diagrams that were made by us, but by Nucleus Medical Arts, which is they do the medical drawings for court cases.
That's right.
So this is a bona fide, you know, neutral kind of place that did these diagrams.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually used in court cases. So we encourage people to go to our website, download this information, get it from us, and make yourself present at these meetings.
Can the heart of a fetus or embryo still be beating during a suction curettage abortion as the fetus or embryo comes down the cannula? Answer, given under sworn testimony by abortionist Harlan Raymond Giles. Answer, for a few seconds to a minute, yes. So a heart beating inside of a plastic cannula, when you say abortion, is this what you mean?
That's right.
Powerful, powerful approach. Now, we mentioned the diagrams. We mentioned the quotes. They are at gospeloflife.com. Plenty of quotes. People can just download it, and they have what they need to do this project. Then we also have some videos of the abortion procedure. One of the ways to challenge people to admit if this is really what they mean is not only to read these quotes or show these diagrams, but send them to videos where we describe the abortion procedure. And we have put a number of these videos on YouTube so that hundreds of thousands of people have been watching them.
Matter of fact, the first one that we put up on YouTube, within 4 weeks, we had over 100,000 views of that first procedure
we
video.
We sure did. And is that the one we're going to drop in now to the program?
Yes.
Let our viewers see. Now, watch this video, brothers and sisters. It is a description that I give of one of the most common abortion procedures in the second trimester, dilation and evacuation. And this is part of asking this question, is this what you mean by abortion?
Hello, YouTube friends. Father Frank Pavone here, Director of Priests for Life. I want to talk to you today about the most common abortion method used in the second trimester. It's called dilatation and evacuation. And it uses this instrument called the forceps. These forceps were actually used for abortions. I have here a model of a baby at 18 weeks of gestation. And what happens in a dilatation and evacuation abortion is very simply this. After the cervix has been dilated, the forceps are introduced into the uterus. The abortion is operating blindly here. He does not see the baby. He goes completely by feel. And the forceps are used to grab one of the extremities of the child in this fashion and to pull them off. Literally, it is a dismemberment abortion. The legs are pulled off the child. The arms are pulled off. The rest of the body is taken out piece by piece. And then the head is crushed and the contents of the head come out as well. Let me read the actual words of abortionist Martin Haskell describing this very procedure. He says, when the procedure is started, we know the fetus is still alive, either because we can feel it move or we actually see a heartbeat as we're starting the procedure. It's not unusual at the start of D&E procedures that a limb is acquired first and that limb is brought through the cervix. When you're doing a dismemberment D&E, usually the last part to be removed is the skull itself, and it's floating free inside the uterine cavity, rather like a ping-pong ball floating around. The surgeon is using his forceps to reach up and grasp something that's freely floating and is quite large. So typically, there's several misdirections, misattempts to grasp. But finally, at some point, either the instruments are managed to be placed around the skull or a nip is made out of some area of the skull that allows it to start to decompress. And then once that happens, the skull is brought out in fragments rather than as a unified piece. That is a dismemberment D&E abortion, and you can obtain diagrams and written descriptions from the medical textbooks and from the abortionists right from our website at Priests for Life. Some people think that because I'm a priest saying these things, that this is all just religious belief. My friends, I've just described to you what an abortion is. If I take off my collar and describe to you what an abortion is, I will be saying exactly what I just said, that the legs and the arms of the baby are torn apart and the head is crushed. This is not just about religion. This is about what an abortion actually is. And if you have any doubt as to how late abortions are performed in pregnancy, I have here right in my hand yellow page ads for abortions advertise up to 26 weeks, and this one, termination of pregnancy, up to 28 weeks. In fact, we know of abortionists who have performed these abortions in up to 32 weeks and more into the pregnancy. If we're going to talk about abortion in this country, let's make sure we know what we're talking about, and let's work to bring it to an end.
Well, anything that you can do to draw people to view that on our YouTube channel will help them to understand and appreciate more deeply what this issue is, and will give pro-life people more of the tools they need to challenge people with the very simple question behind this project: is this what you mean?
That's right. Well, you know, but I think we should just explain a little bit more, though, about YouTube for those who aren't familiar, like how to get to YouTube so they could see that.
Yes, YouTube.com is the video website where really everyone can have his or her own TV channel, because you can get for free a page. You sign up right on the YouTube.com, and then you can upload videos. We're not talking about really professional videos. We're talking about videos you can take at home and just upload them, and people communicate their messages back and forth on a wide variety of topics, including this one, to be able to show things that you'd be very hard-pressed to get onto the major media.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to describe another exciting aspect of this project that you, too, can participate in. So stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom. So I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
Couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today, and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, friends, welcome back. We're discussing our Is This What You Mean project. And Janet, as part of this challenge to pro-abortion politicians, we are going to go in September, as a pastoral team of Gospel of Life and Priests for Life, into the halls of Congress.
Right.
We are going to visit the offices of pro-abortion representatives and senators, And we're going to bring with us these quotes from the abortionists and these diagrams of the procedure and the videos, like the one we just saw. And we're going to ask them and their staff, when you say the word abortion, is this what you mean? Now, we want to give our viewers a way to participate in that. And so we've set up on our website at gospeloflife.com a form that our viewers can fill out, give us their name and address, and say, yes, when you go to my representative, when you go to my two senators, let them know that I, too, am asking the question, is this what you mean? We want to be able to place on their desks a stack of papers like this, saying that when we ask you this question, it's not just us, it's your constituents back home that want to know the answer to.
That's right. I mean, and this is really a great opportunity because so many people are, I think, very frustrated. You know, if they have a pro-abortion politician that's representing them in Congress, they wish they could get them out of office. They haven't been able to accomplish that. Here's the chance, because when you meet with these representatives, they want to know, well, who are you representing? So as our team goes in with that stack, those are voters, actual voters from back home where that person is representing. And they really count that because for every letter or every signature, they multiply it by 10 or 100. And they say, oh, my goodness, if that's one, that's really X amount more that feel this way back home of my constituents. So it really makes a great impact. So we really need them to contact us so we can bring their names with those petitions when we go.
And we're going to bring a video camera in. We're going to capture some very interesting responses. We're going to let our viewers know the result of this. But again, gospeloflife.com is where you go, and you can sign up. You just look for the Is This What You Mean project, and you'll be able to sign up online and say, yes, Father, here's my name. Bring it with you when you go to see my representative and my two senators. And this way here, together, as the people of God, we will challenge these supporters of abortion, that they cannot hide behind the abstractions of the issue, that they cannot dismiss it just with some theoretical concepts and arguments, but that they have to admit once and for all what it is that they're supporting. And if they can't even admit what they're supporting, then what justification do they have for supporting it? That's our project, and that's what we're going to hope everyone participates with us in.
That's right. It's very important, and we need everyone to get involved.
Well, thanks, friends. Now, as we conclude this segment, I want to let you know where some of our pastoral team are going to be traveling in the coming weeks. At the end of the month of July, we have Father Peter West going out to Oakville, Connecticut, and we'll be preaching at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church. You can find the travel schedules, by the way, of our various speakers also at our gospeloflife.com website. On the first weekend of August, I will be in Wichita, Kansas, the Midwest Catholic Family Conference. If you're anywhere near Wichita, you might want to look into signing up for that conference, and we'll be speaking there, of course, on the pro-life issues. And Alveda King will be in Miami that very same weekend for a women's conference. Father Dennis Wild will be up in Minnesota in Pine City for a pro-life weekend at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church. And the further details of our pastoral team during the course of the summer are once again available at our website. We ask you to be in contact with us if we can help you in your pro-life work, and that's what we're going to do through projects like we've described here today and through the additional ideas we will give you for activities coming up in our action segment, which will be right after this break. So please stay with us here on Gospel of Life. We will be right back.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our action segment. We're going to talk today about the upcoming elections and things that you can do in a practical way to mobilize as many voters as possible. Janet, we all have one vote. We each have one vote, but we can each influence hundreds, even thousands of other votes. Let's talk about how.
Well, the first thing is to make sure that like-minded friends and family are registered to vote. We assume that everyone's registered to vote, but that's certainly not. We know for a fact that we had surveyed our ministry, our membership, people who subscribe to our newsletter. We found there's a good percentage of them that were just unregistered. So we helped encourage them and get them registered. Well, we can do that the same thing as individuals. Start with your immediate family, then your church family, any groups you belong to. If you're in the church choir or you do a Bible study, it's very easy to get the forms for voter registration. We have them on our website where you can download the forms for your state. Keep them with you in your car, in your briefcase, in your pocketbook, so that if you're having a conversation with a person, you say, oh, by the way, are you prepared to vote in this important election? Are you registered? If the person gives you that look like, gee, I don't know if I am, or I moved since the last election, and I don't know.
I was just going to say that. If you have moved, you should check.
You should check, because you might have to adjust your registration. Well, if you have those forms with you, you can just say to the person, hey, I happen to have a form with me. Here you go, and could you fill it out, and I'll be happy to mail it in for you, or whatever. I mean, it's such a simple activity. Pastors and churches can do this. We've had certain Sundays where we declared as voter registration Sunday. Now, you're registering to vote, but you're not registering them to be registered under one party or another party. This is perfectly nonpartisan activity. Any church can do it. So that's the first premise, is make sure people are registered. And let's not forget all the young people that will turn 18 before Election Day in November. You can register to vote now. This way you will be all registered and able to vote. As long as your 18th birthday falls before Election Day, you can fill out those forms today.
And Election Day this year is November the 4th.
That's right. Now, once you know that everyone's registered and you've done that job, now you've got to really get them to do maybe early voting, okay, or absentee voting. That's another thing to make people aware of, because in many states, voting begins even in September and October. They don't wait till November. And, it's very important. And absentee ballots are very important for business people that travel a lot, people who are homebound or in nursing homes. Get them their absentee ballots, because every vote is going to count.
We have also the obligation to make as known as possible the method by which in each particular state this gets done. Each state has its laws on all the things we've been talking about, voter registration, early voting, and other requirements that are maybe in place. We make that all available at our special election-related website, politicalresponsibility.com. And so we ask people to be attentive to that. Well, good. Thanks, Janet. We're going to mobilize people, as in past elections, for this election as well. And folks, it's part of the commission that Jesus gives us to go into the world to make disciples of all the nations and to teach them to carry out everything that he has commanded. This is part of our gospel response. This is not something that is just a response to some particular political party or candidate. And to help you more fully understand the dimensions of all of this, we have prepared this booklet, Voting with a Clear Conscience, 10 Things to Keep in Mind Before You Go Into the Voting Booth, and we'd like to send this to you completely free of charge. Contact us at Gospel of Life so that this will be yours and it will help you and your church congregation or your pro-life group or your relatives, your co-workers, anybody to whom you can pass this along, help all of you to prepare for this year's elections. And finally, we encourage you to promote and to support our ministry. If you like the things that you hear on these programs, not only do we ask you to tell other people about the programs, but we ask you also send us a donation at Gospel of Life so that we can continue to spread this word. God bless you.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion, haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.